we're on.
Okay, Boker Tov, everyone. Right. So I wanted to basically try to do what we sometimes do, which is we're coming towards the end of the sukkah, and basically just trying to kind of reconcile the different cases. So let's start off with one of the cases from the Mishnah. It's the Mishnah which goes on to the top of Mem. And it talks about what happens if you're going to have guests coming on Yom Tov, and what you're going to do is you're going to give them a going home present, right? You're going to give them portions, manos, to take home, yeah? And the Gemara says that they can only take it back to their own city, yeah? It's only going to be within their tichum if you do zikah lahem, right? Alilei acha. That you have to do this zikhiyah for them. Okay, fine. So the immediate question that I was bothered by is, yeah, why do you have to do a zikhiyah for them? Let's just think back. There's a number of cases that we went through, yeah? So for instance, going back all the way to the Mishnah, right? We talked about the case of borrowing, you know, lending an object to someone on Yom Tov, yeah? And the Gemara explained that the chiddush of that case that we brought in the Mishnah is that it goes by the borrower, right? And that's even the case if, you know, you don't actually hand it over to the borrower until Yom Tov. If you've agreed with the borrower to give it to the borrower beforehand, yeah? Then even though you only hand it to him on Yom Tov, still it goes by the tchum of the borrower, right? And similarly, even going back a little beforehand in the Gemara, Rav Dosa, he also taught that if you agree to sell an animal to someone, yeah, then it goes by the tchum of the purchaser, even if you end up only again handing it over to him on Yom Tov. If you're going to give an animal to a shepherd on Yom Tov, if there's only one shepherd, he's the one you're ragil to give it to, yeah? Again, it goes by his tchum, even though you only give it to him on Yom Tov, yeah? So these are all cases where basically you want to give it to someone and you only end up giving it to them on Yom Tov, but it goes by the tchum of the recipient, yeah? The last case to bring is the one on Lamed Ches. So Shmuel says there's a din, right, of Shoshel Pitem, right? The fattener of oxes, yeah, of animals, yeah. So there the din is, yeah, according to Rashi at least, yeah, that the seller of the animals, he intends that, you know, whoever's going to come and buy a portion of the animals, it will be on in their tichum, yeah, and they'll be able to take it back to their city, yeah. He doesn't even know who they are. They don't even necessarily know, you know, who he is, yeah. But it works, right, and it goes into the chum of the person buying it. So with all those cases in mind, we go back to this Mishnah, the obvious question is, yeah, if he just intends to give it to his guests, these portions to these guests, yeah, why does it need to be that in order for them to be able to take it home, in order for it to go to their tichum, he has to do a formal actual act of like kinyan, an act of zechiyah ali de'acha, to transfer it to their ownership? Surely it should be enough that he just kind of intends that they're going to be able to get that. So the Rishonim deal with this question, yeah? And we're going to bring another question slightly later on, but let's focus on this question first. So Be'etzem, there are kind of three approaches in the Rishonim. So the first, the Tosfos Arid, actually just kind of wants to make a little bit of a simple distinction, yeah? And say that normally when guests come round to someone's house, right, you kind of, you know, they eat the portions by you, yeah? And so that's that's the normal intention, right? And not to kind of, you know, go and to take their portions home. So therefore, if you're going to do kind of against the norm, right, that's why, what?
Rude,
yeah, exactly. You know, you can say, well, I'm going to take, you know, I hope you don't mind, but I'd rather eat at home. So if you're going to set up for that unusual situation, then you need to do a zechiyah. Which so that's fine. I mean, the only question that one might have on that, that I had on that is, okay, I understand it's not the norm, yeah, but surely if you have a specific intent for that situation, again, why shouldn't that be enough? So now the Tosfos, if you look on the side here, right, it's actually Tosfos Yeshanim, Diru Matzchel,
which stuff?
On Mem, sorry, okay. Top of Mem, yeah, okay. You've got your Gemara's open, yeah. So it says, I mean, basically, he asks this question and gives the answer. Let's measure, we'll see inside because it's very short. So, Dim Maskel, Ella in Kain Zikalahem.
I can't find it.
On Mem, the first one on the left.
On Aleph?
Yeah, Mem Ahmed Aleph.
Oh, no, I got it.
Yeah? Is it in brackets because it's supposed to be Shonen? Yeah?
It's not on the side. Got it.
Oh,
fine.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Yeah. It's in the Tosis. Where the Tosis is. Yeah. I'm sorry. So it says, yeah. Tema lamini zika, right? Afilu bira chelek kol echad ve'echad. Nami midi dehavi ashur. Right. So is it even if each one chooses their own chelek? Yeah. Why shouldn't that be any worse than the shul? That mean on el. Afapi shulo nasnu lo. Even though it's only it's not given to him. Ela biyomtuf. Yeah. It's only given to him on Yom Tov, right? But that's fine, yeah? That works. If it's kind of an intention and agreement to give it to him beforehand, it's fine. Okay, so answers Tosafos Yishonim, yeah? Yesh Leimah, Deshol Dasik Tefei Akli Me'ochim Almanus. Makes a kind of distinction. He says that beforehand we were talking about a Kli or animals, things like that. So I guess here we're saying that the recipient, it sounds like, his intent is more on the Kli, I guess you'll have to extend it to say on the animals, because we were also talking about them in those cases before, then the guest will be on the manos, on the portions, yeah? It's a little bit cryptic, because it's a little bit, why should that be so, yeah? Why should there be a difference? So there's a Rashba that kind of brings the cases and also asks the questions, yeah? And he kind of speaks out a little bit more, and the way I understood in the Achronim is that they get tied together, the Rashba and this Tosafos Yishonim, so that kind of the understanding is that they're talking about the same, kind of a similar answer, yeah? Which is that when it comes to portions, basically, kind of, you know, they're all pretty much kind of the same, yeah? And so therefore, that being the case, a guest wouldn't necessarily rely on basically being given any specific portion. Yeah, he doesn't really, you know, even if he thinks he's going to get a portion, you know, wants to get a portion to take home, yeah, you know, there's nothing kind of that takes anyone, but they're all basically the same, yeah. Masha Ein came for a particular kind of kli or a particular kind of animal, yeah. There, it's kind of distinctive, yeah, and you know, therefore the recipient, you know, has an agreement on that particular thing and has a degree of what we call smichas das. He relies on, you know, being given that particular thing. But if it's a portion, then, you know, it may, you know, no one knows what the balabais is going to hand out at the end of the day, yeah? So therefore, there's not a sufficient a reliance on getting that particular one in order to transfer that particular one to, you know, the reshus in terms of tchumim of the recipient. So that's basically the second answer.
That's very interesting, just taking the recipient, never like opening in mind, and just like, oh, the recipient.
Oh, well, exactly. This is actually shkoyach. Yeah, this is one of the things I want to bring out, actually, right, in the Skaburah. Cool. Yeah? So yeah, so I'm going to finish off one more step, and then that's going to be one of the next points on the sheet. Okay. So yeah, that's very good. Yeah. So now the third one, yeah, is the run.
Okay.
And it's actually not just the run; it's the ra'a as well. Yeah. So they will say, yeah, a kind of a different kind of distinction, which is, you know, that in the case of the shoal, yeah, that's a case of where it was verbally agreed between the two parties beforehand. Whereas here, says the Ran, yeah, since the guest kind of didn't verbally agree with the balabais, so even if the balabais, he has intention, you know, he's going to give these guest portions to take home, yeah? But it wasn't agreed with the guest, yeah? And therefore, again, he says that the guest, yeah, unless it's agreed with him, he's not going to rely on, he hasn't got smichas das. He says the same last one, he hasn't got smichas das, and therefore that's why he wouldn't go to his rishus. So basically, one of the interesting things just to bring out here, which was a chiddush to me, is exactly what struck Rav Yehu, is that that it seems to be these Rishonim are focusing on the das of the recipient as well, which is quite interesting because I would have thought originally, yeah, the kind of the main ikkah thing here is, yeah, that the owner naturally, right, it's in his tichum because he's got bialis over it, yeah. And you would have thought that it should just be really the owner, yeah, who makes that decision, right, to give it to someone else. That should be enough, so to speak, to transfer it to their tichum, yeah. But seemingly here, we have to have some degree of also reliance, yeah, and das on behalf of the recipient. And I did see someone talk about that a bit more to try to explain that. But I just want to make a note of that, so to speak. It's an important zach, yeah. Although one would have to explain how the shul shel lepitem works, because there again we don't even know necessarily the recipient doesn't. But there might be kind of a little bit different, but yeah, that's again something to think about. Now, in terms of then, let's take the kind of, call it the two main answers. The Tosef Yerushalmi, who he focuses on a kind of distinction between the type of object we're talking about. Is it portions, which are all kind of the same, where intrinsically one doesn't have like smichas das? Or is it a particular animal or a kli where one does? That's the answer of the Tosef Yerushalmi. Well, the answer of the Ran is, no, it depends on whether it was spoken out beforehand, going into Yom Tov, between the giver and the receiver. Yeah? So the Acharonim bring, there might be enough kamina between those two pshatim, yeah? And this is brought in the Rosh Yosef and also the Kaf HaChayim, yeah? And what's the naf kamina? A simple thing people might think of, which is, yeah, what would be if there was a verbal agreement beforehand, right? So it seems to be that according, you know, you would have thought according to the Ran, right? The Ra, the approach that they follow, yeah? Okay, that's all that was lacking. That's the only distinction we brought, yeah? So if there was a verbal agreement for, you know what, you know, I'm going to let you take home a mana, yeah? That would be enough, right? Whereas they say, according to the taste of Shushanim, it sounds like, you know, it could be even if there was a verbal agreement, that might not be enough, because there's not a degree of reliance, because all the manas look very similar, yeah? So, you know, and according to Ran, it could be Zika Ali Deyacha, right? In a Chlambi, verbal agreement wouldn't be needed. It's just, this is the kind of common thing that you don't, you know, the guests aren't around Erev Yom Tov, so how do you make sure that they can take their thing home? So you do Zika Ali Deyacha. But Be'etzim, a verbal agreement might be enough. And interestingly, the Kaf HaChaim, that's obviously an important halachic work, yeah, he even goes to suggest, yeah, he brings this, and he suggests that if there's a shas, a sorech, yeah, that one could actually be lenient and rely on a verbal agreement to you know, to give a guest a specific portion, yeah? So he's kind of like, you know, he would say, b'shas sorech one could rely on that, and he kind of adds, because he does say that potentially, if it is a specific portion that you agree on, maybe even the Tosafot Yerushalmi would agree there. Wow. Maybe. Yeah. That's what the Kaf HaChaim suggests. Well, that, I haven't seen it brought, that Kaf HaChaim brought in, you know, kind of up, so to speak, one step further into in the Shulchan Aruch or the notes of the Mishnah Berurah, the Shaltzi, and I haven't seen it brought, but at least I did note that Kaf HaChaim who says the halacha is noted towards saying b'shas sorech one could do that. So I don't know how shaykh it is in terms of practically, but it's a nice thing to know. Okay, now the last part of the thing, just to add on here. So I had another kasha, Baruch Hashem, that I saw was addressed, yeah? Which is then the start of the Gemara talks about what happens, yeah, if you have an object deposited by someone else, right? And we see at the start of the Gemara, it's a machlokus between Rav and Shmuel, right? So Shmuel says, yeah, that it goes by the raglim of mafkid, yeah? So if someone deposits an item by someone else, so they own the item, yeah? Usually we think it's in their tachum, but if they leave it by someone else to look after, a shoma, yeah? No, it stays by the owner, that's Shmuel, and Rav says no. Rav says if it's deposited by someone, it goes by the nifkad, the shoma, right? So basically that's their argument, yeah? And later on we actually ask on Rav, and we say, well, wait a sec, what about this case of the guests, yeah? We asked the beforehand in the Mishnah, and then we go on to the case of the guests, yeah? And yeah, that we have to give an answer to that. Why? Because we say, even if you intend to give it to someone else, yeah, at the end of the day, it's by the owner, right? So he's no worse than the shomer, than the nifkad, yeah? Why shouldn't it go by him, yeah? And we say in Achanami, yeah? You know, because it's Zikal De'acher, that seems to be different. Maybe it's like as if he made a Keren Zavis where he's setting it aside, and, you know, and it's actually kind of, you know, there's an area there, so it really kind of properly gets transferred. It doesn't stick by the person looking after it. But the question I had was, yeah, the Gemara does ask from the Mishnah, but what about all the earlier cases we saw? Yeah, all the cases we talked about before, yeah? There's all these cases of where we have agreements to transfer something to someone else, yeah? But it stays by the initial person, and then it only gets handed over to the recipient and onto, right? Surely there should be a problem on each of those cases, and then it's not even asked in the Gemara, yeah? According to Rav, who holds that anyone who's looking after something, so even if we go the first step and say, yeah, once you verbally agree, it goes to the other person, but still going into Yontif, yeah, the original owner is looking after it. So according to Rav, why doesn't it go still by the chum of the person who is by going into Yontif, the original owner? So that was a question that was bothering me, yeah? And I saw that the Ra'ah and the Ra'ibid bring an answer and make a nice distinction, yeah, which comes the way all the way down to the Mishnah Berurah. So I thought it was an important thing to point out. And they say, yeah, that Rav was only talking about a situation of where something is deposited by someone else and he doesn't intend to go and take it and access it on Yom Tov. Right? Masha Ein Ken, these other cases, yeah, where, you know, you agree, verbally agree to give something to someone else on Yom Tov, yeah, for sure, yeah, even though then Rav would agree, even though then you're a Shomer and it's by you and it's deposited by you, yeah, for sure that, you know, he would understand that since it's agreed that it's going to be handed over, that's not the, got the din of the Nifkad that Rav was talking about, where it goes by the Raglia Nifkad, yeah? And that's brought down even by, that all the way down to the Mishnah Berurah, and the Shaar Etzion has a Ha'ara on that, yeah? And according to this Peshat, I think you'd have to say that when the Gemara asks on the case of the guest and say Zika Shani, that's that according to the Ra, that's part of the answer. Yeah, since he was Mezaka for them and intended to give it to them, right, on the Yontif, that's why he doesn't go by the Nifkat. Okay.
Very nice. Great. Beautiful.
Thank you, Israel.